So I'm Tatiana Vieira from Radio X. We are based in Basel, Switzerland. We exist since 1998. We have been on air since for 18 years now. And right now we have over 180 volunteers.
And you also have migrant producers in your radio?
Yes, they belong to these 180 volunteers. But we also have people working here at the office doing different kinds of jobs. I don't think we have over 10 people who have a paid job here. Most of our workers are volunteers.
There are 10 people, and there are also migrants who work in the staff. You are definitely one of the migrant producers and staff members. Where do you?
Yes, I am the only migrant in the staff.
Okay. What is your background?
I am from Brazil. I've been living in Switzerland for 10 years now.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. We have a lot of, we met also a lot of people from Latin America. We had also one from Brazil on our project. She's in Near FM. And we also, in our radio, we have a migrant producer from Mexico. Very nice person. It's interesting. It seems that Latin American people do a lot of radio, I guess.
Yes, it seems that they are very active. We also have a show in Spanish, in which also people from Spain do the show. Mm-hmm. Well, the language is what unites them.
Yes. So it's two different broadcast hours, or is it one team, the Spanish people and the Latin American?
It's one broadcast on Wednesdays from 20 to 21, 8 to 9 p.m.
So Spanish is one language you have, but we saw on your homepage you have a lot of migrant producers or
True. Yes. So we say we broadcast in 12 languages plus, because if we count the different Kurdish dialects, then we have more than 12. But this is the actual number. We have 11 shows broadcasting over 12 languages.
Wow. I think that's quite a lot.
Yes, we're very proud of that. We started with the main migrant groups. I think we had the Bosnian, Croatian show first, the English show, and later the others joined them. It was a process. It was actually a project. These shows were created inside the project, as part of a project that was becoming bigger and bigger, and also according to the new immigrants that were coming to the country. So we had last year, for example, it's not a show that runs for itself, but we had a project in which we worked with people from Eritrea. Because there are many people from Eritrea living in Switzerland right now. I think it's 25,000 in the whole country. And we know that these people need this first information about how things work in Switzerland. And we decided to make small info windows, like in our program, providing this information that we think it's needed in the beginning when you move to a new country.
Yes, we saw it on your homepage, the information available on in different languages. But you said you do projects. How are they designed, those projects?
We work with the local integration offices. Radio X develops them as projects, because we always had this aim to achieve the migrant population and give them a platform and provide then with what kinds of information they need. So the creation of all these language shows was one of these projects. And then after we could settle them, we started carrying out projects in which we attended to the different new needs or different groups. And since 2008, we have the financial support of the local integration offices. And I say that in plural because we profit from the support from Baselstadt, which is a canton where the city Basel belongs to. And we also get the support from Baselland, which is the next canton in the countryside, and that where we also broadcast, and they were always showed interest to support us. So this is happening since 2008, that we get the support from both cantons. I know all the radio stations in Europe because I have participated in international projects, and I know that this situation combined now to these support from the integration offices is giving us a privilege.